Oh, here's Representative Klug.
They don't like, and we should swap.
Call the House Committee on Healthcare to order for this lovely first day of June and make a few announcements. Here's a carryover list for this, for today. We're carrying over 145. We're carrying over 146. We're carrying over 231. We're carrying over. We carrying over 233?
Correct.
Carrying over 233.
I don't know, a short meeting.
And we're carrying over 833.
Right? Are you open to suggestion?
Am I open to suggestion?
Why are we having a committee?
I am so open to committee. I am so open to suggestions. I'm going to open a work session on Senate Bill 718. And I think we are ready to go on that one.
All right.
Me or
Cedric that's doing this one.
Well, I'll just
Sandy's doing it first.
Oh, right.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, Senate Bill 71A had a public hearing on May 6th that's back before us today. This directs pharmacies to electronically report information relating to the prescription drug monitoring program of the Oregon Health Authority no later than 72 hours after dispensing prescription drugs. There is no amendment. There is no revenue impact, Mr. Chair. Minimal fiscal impact. This left the Senate floor. 29 ayes, 1 no.
No opposition we've heard of, is that right?
That is right, Mr. Chair.
Can I have a motion, please?
Yes, you can. Mr. Chair, I'd like to move Senate Bill 71A to the floor of the House with a due pass recommendation.
Representative Notes moves Senate Bill 71A to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Is there any discussion on the motion? Would you please call the roll?
Representative Buehler?
Yes.
Representative Clem?
Aye.
Representative Kennemer?
Aye.
Representative Kenny Geyer?
Aye.
Representative Lively?
Aye.
Representative Widener?
Excuse.
Vice Chair Hayden?
Aye.
Vice Chair Noss?
Aye.
Chair Greenlee?
Aye. Motion carries. Do we have a volunteer to carry it?
I'll do it.
Representative Kenny Geyer will carry it.
I step up.
And close the work session on Senate Bill 71. A. Open a work session on Senate Bill 523. Madam Administrator, what have we got?
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, Senate Bill 523A had a public hearing on May 13th. You'll recall this requires the insurer to notify a provider that a specific enrollee is in a grace period when that enrollee fails to pay the premium for the health plan. If the provider requests the information regarding the coverage, eligibility, or benefits, requires the insurer to reimburse provider for the services performed during the grace period when the coverage is terminated if the insurer fails to notify the provider and the services covered by the plan. The parties involved got together. What's before you is the A6 amendment. It adds the requirement that a provider request the information from the insurer not more than 7 business days before providing the service, and that the insurer has no more than 2 business days after the request is made to get that information back to the provider.
This is one of those wonderful things where it looks like everybody agrees.
Yes, Mr. Chair.
Okay.
I'm seeing some head nodding.
Yes,
out there.
We're seeing some head nodding.
Is there any heads nodding? No. I don't hear it. Okay.
We have a minimal fiscal impact and no revenue impact, Mr. Chair. This left the Senate floor in its original form, 27 ayes and 3 noes.
We have a motion.
Yes, you do. Mr. Chair, I would like to move that the committee adopt the -A6 amendments dated May 29, 2015, to Senate Bill 523A.
Representative Noss moves the -A6 amendments be added to Senate Bill 523A. They are dated 5/29/15. Is there any discussion on the motion? Is there any objection? So moved. Do we have another amendment? Another motion,
sure.
Please.
Mr. Chair, I'd like to move Senate Bill 523A as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Representative Noss moves Senate Bill 523A as amended with the -A6 amendments to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Is there any discussion? We'll give Representative Widener a moment to find out what we're doing, and then we'll call the roll. Please call the roll.
Yes.
Aye.
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 Yes.
Aye.
She said yes.
Aye. The motion carries. We have a carrier.
Let me see who.
I'll carry it. Oh, you want to do it?
I should carry it.
This was a.
You should.
Three it's Mayor Widener.
No, the most
about President Kenemer. We'll give Widener what he can explain. This is a little complicated amendment. Yeah. Close the work session on Senate Bill 523. Do we want to have a motion to let Representative Widener vote on 71?
Mr. Chair, I'd like to make a motion that we suspend the rules of the committee for the purpose of allowing Representative Widener to register a vote on Senate Bill 71A.
Representative Nose moves we suspend the rules to allow Representative Widener to vote on Senate Bill 71A, hearing no objections.
Aye.
So I never said I never did nothing for you.
Open a work session on Senate Bill 684. Madam Administrator.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, Senate Bill 684 had a public hearing on Wednesday the 27th. You'll recall this was requesting that it permits the Oregon Medical Board to issue a limited license to practice medicine to physicians who are licensed in another state or country and who holds a full-time professor appointment at a school of medicine in Oregon. This left the Senate with 30 ayes on the original bill, no revenue, no and minimal fiscal impact. There was some concern about the sideboards. Parties got to get of the qualifications of the potential candidates. You have a dash one amendment. Do you want me to speak to it, or do you represent?
I can. I'll be happy to.
Representative Mueller, please.
So, as Sandy was referencing, dash one amendments was a product of myself working with Ms. Hannah from OHSU, with the intention of two things: one, making sure that the people coming from foreign countries and foreign medical school graduates are truly distinguished faculty, and so there's five criteria they have to meet: members of medical specialty societies, some affiliation with an academic medical center, essentially a recognition by five academic colleagues that they are truly an expert in publishing of two medical papers, among other things. And the second limitation is that this can't be lots of people per year, just two people per year with a maximum of eight in a four-year period. So,
okay. Well, everybody's agreed to that?
Everyone's agreed to that.
Yep. Can I have a motion on it, please?
Do you have a question?
Representative Widener.
So this would exclude somebody who had stayed at a Holiday Inn?
That's right.
Okay. I'm good with it.
Okay. I never get it.
Holiday Inn. I'm sorry. After the session. Motion.
Mr. Chair, I would like to move that we adopt the dash one amendments to Senate Bill 684, dated June 1st, 2015.
Representative Nose moves the dash one amendments to Senate Bill 684, dated 6/1/15. Is there any discussion on the motion? Is there any objection to the motion? So moved. Carried.
We've got to pass the bill now.
Yep, let's have.
Okay, all right. Mr. Chair, I'd like to move Senate Bill 684 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Representative Nose moves Senate Bill 684 as amended with a dash one amendments to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Is there any discussion on the motion? Would you call the roll, please?
Representative Buehler?
Yes.
Representative Clem?
Aye.
Representative Kenemer?
Aye.
Representative Kenny
Geyer? Aye.
Representative Lively?
Aye.
Representative Widener?
Aye.
Vice Chair Hayden?
Aye.
Vice Chair Nose?
Aye.
Chair Greenland?
Aye. The motion carries. Representative Buehler, will you carry on the floor? And I'll close the work session on Senate Bill 684. We have, as you notice, a few bills that are being carried forward to Wednesday. We still have a couple of scheduled, I think, already for Wednesday and Friday. Is that right?
Friday is a carry, it's just an open agenda. If there's anything that the committee needs to carry over Wednesday, we have a courtesy public hearing on a Representative Gomberg's E. coli bill, and then we have an informational from the American Heart Association on how to keep kids safe to school. I'm not quite sure what that's covered, and then these bills for work.
It's several bills that we carried over for today. My hope is that we don't have to meet on Friday, but it's possible that one or more of those bills may, you know, Friday will be the last day we can carry a bill, and if we don't get things done on Wednesday, but still want to keep them alive, we may need to come back on Friday. My preference would be that we not have to come back on Friday, but we shall see.
Mr. Chair,
yes,
I'm here for you no matter what.
I can't tell you what, so will you give me a yes vote if I need to?
I said I'm here.
For you part.
Any other discussion? We're adjourned.
Oh, so, yes, boy, that was speedy. Oh,
so, yes,
boy, that was speedy.
We're adjourned.